We're often told the Buddha says to accept everything. He doesn't say to accept everything. In fact, there are just a few things that he explicitly says you have to accept. There's going to be pain in life. People are going to use harsh words with you. And people are going to die. You're going to die, the people around you are going to die. In all those cases, the Buddha said you want to have lots and lots of goodwill so you don't have to suffer from these things. When you realize you've done something wrong, that's something you also have to accept. Here the Buddha says you admit that it was wrong, you made a mistake, and you resolve not to repeat that mistake, and then you spread lots of goodwill. Start with yourself so you don't beat yourself up over your mistakes. Then goodwill for the people you've wronged. And then goodwill for everybody. To remind yourself that you don't want to harm anybody ever again. You want that to be your basic attitude. The same when people speak really harshly with you. The Buddha says you start off with thoughts of goodwill for them and then spread them to the whole universe, including yourself. This doesn't mean you just sit there and take it. But if you don't let yourself be harmed by it, don't let yourself get upset by it, then you're much more likely to be able to think of the proper thing to say. He says to tell yourself, an unpleasant sound has made contact at the ear. And when that contact ends, that's the end of it. Any more suffering that comes after that is suffering that you're imposing on yourself. So why would you want to do that? Then he says, spread thoughts of goodwill. Think of your goodwill being large like the earth. Imagine a little man coming along with a hoe and a basket. He's going to make the earth be without earth. And he digs here and digs there and spits here and spits there and urinates here, urinates there, saying, be without earth, be without earth. Of course, he's never going to succeed. The same way you have to think of the people, other people's harsh words as being like that little man. And your goodwill is so much larger, so much more solid, that he can't make you be without goodwill. I want your goodwill to be like space. People can come and try to write words on space, but the words don't stick. They can use different colors, different paints, but no matter what, the words don't stick. Same way you don't want people's words to stick in your mind. Just let them fall away. You can think of another analogy. They're aiming at you, but you can step off to the side. You don't have to be right in the line of fire. And again, you have thoughts, lots and lots of goodwill. And that way you feel less injured by the world. When you're less injured by the world, then, as I said, you're much more likely to be able to think of the right thing to say or do or think to help fix the situation if you can. When you've lost somebody that you love, realize this is happening all over the world, every day, every day, every day. People are losing people. And when you think about that, the proper response is compassion, realizing there's a lot of suffering in this human realm. And if we don't get out, we're going to continue suffering like this on and on and on. And so out of compassion for yourself, out of compassion for others, you want to practice. So we do this out of goodwill, a wish for true happiness, that we spread around to everybody. That way we can live with the things that we have to accept, but we don't have to suffer from them. That's the important difference. You know, just take it, take it, take it. You learn how to think, how to talk to yourself in ways that help lessen the pain, and as I said, get you out of the line of fire. So this is for your good and for the good of everybody around you.